Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Off-Grid Survival Book, DI Survival Project Book, No Grid Survival Guide by Fenix Publishing positions itself as a practical, project-driven handbook for readers who want to be less dependent on modern infrastructure. Rather than treating off-grid living as a vague lifestyle trend, it frames self-reliance as a set of learnable skills supported by step-by-step builds, checklists, and planning considerations. The book speaks to common motivations behind going off-grid, resilience during outages, cost control, emergency preparedness, and the satisfaction of producing essentials at home. It also addresses a frequent beginner problem, where people buy gear but lack systems, routines, and tested backup options. Expect coverage that connects core survival priorities such as water, shelter, warmth, food, sanitation, and security with simple DIY projects that can be scaled from apartment readiness to rural homesteading. For anyone curious about living with fewer external inputs, it aims to turn big goals into manageable weekend tasks and repeatable habits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, planning an off-grid system that matches your reality. A no-grid lifestyle works best when it is treated like a system, not a single purchase or a one-time move. This topic centers on sizing your goals to your location, climate, budget, and time. The book's project-oriented approach implies that readers should begin with a clear audit of needs: how much water you use, what temperatures you must survive, which devices actually matter, and how long you want to operate without outside support. From there, planning becomes a series of decisions about redundancy, storage, and maintenance. A common beginner trap is overbuilding one area, such as buying large solar panels, while ignoring basics like safe water containers, sanitation, or a workable cooking method. A realistic plan also considers legal and practical constraints, including building codes, fire safety, neighbors, and access to tools. By thinking in modules, you can implement upgrades in stages, start with emergency readiness, then add longer duration capability, and only later aim for full independence. The result is a more affordable and safer transition, with fewer surprises when conditions change or equipment fails. Secondly, water sourcing, purification, and storage as the first priority. Water is usually the fastest way an off-grid plan fails, because dehydration and unsafe water can become critical long before food runs out. A DIY survival guide typically emphasizes a layered water strategy: find potential sources, make them drinkable, and store enough for dry spells or disruptions. This topic covers selecting sources appropriate to your environment, such as rain capture, hauled water, wells, or nearby surface water, and then treating water based on likely contaminants. Practical off-grid setups often combine multiple treatment methods so that one can back up another: filtration for sediment and microbes, chemical disinfection for portability, and heat-based methods when fuel is available. Storage is not just about volume, but also about container safety, light exposure, and rotation so water does not become stale or contaminated. Another key angle is daily workflow. If the process is too complicated, people cut corners. A good project plan aims to make the safe choice the easy choice by organizing containers, setting up a consistent fill and treat routine, and keeping basic testing and maintenance supplies. Strong water systems improve health, reduce stress, and make every other survival task easier. Thirdly, shelter, warmth, and cooking without relying on utilities. When the grid disappears, your shelter becomes a life support system. This topic focuses on keeping a habitable temperature, staying dry, and preparing meals safely without standard power or gas service. A DIY-oriented survival book generally highlights insulation and weatherproofing as high-impact, low-technology improvements. Sealing drafts, improving bedding, and managing condensation can be as important as any heater. For heat, the emphasis is usually on safe, scalable options that match your setting, including controlled combustion devices, passive solar gains, and careful ventilation to avoid carbon monoxide risk. Cooking off-grid also demands a plan for fuel, fire safety, and cookware that works with your chosen heat source. People often underestimate how much fuel they will need for boiling water, cooking staples, and staying warm during a cold spell. This section also tends to connect shelter decisions with storage and organization, because clutter increases fire risk and reduces efficiency. A resilient setup prioritizes simple routines, daily checks, safe clearances, and contingency options for extreme weather. The payoff is comfort and safety, which directly affects decision-making and endurance in any survival scenario. Fourthly, food resilience through storage, growing, and preservation. Off-grid survival is easier when food is treated as a long-term pipeline rather than a pantry of random items. This topic explores building dependable calories and nutrition through a mix of stored staples and renewable production. A practical guide usually starts with shelf-stable foundations that are easy to rotate and cook, then expands into gardening, foraging awareness, and small-scale protein options depending on local rules and space. Storage planning includes calorie density, cooking time, and the water and fuel needed to prepare food. That is why grains and legumes may be paired with faster cook options and ready-to-eat backups. Preservation methods extend harvests and reduce waste, often relying on techniques that do not require constant electricity, such as dehydration, salting, fermenting, or canning where appropriate. The project angle suggests checklists and simple builds that support food work, such as organized storage areas, pest control practices, and basic processing tools. This approach helps readers avoid the common pitfall of producing food without a plan to store it, or storing food that cannot realistically be cooked during an outage. A coherent food strategy improves confidence and reduces dependence on fragile supply chains. Lastly, safety, sanitation, and security for sustainable independence. Staying off-grid is not only about producing resources, but also about managing risk so small problems do not become emergencies. This topic addresses the less glamorous but essential systems: hygiene, waste handling, first aid readiness, and personal security. Sanitation is often the difference between a challenging situation and a dangerous one, because illness can spread quickly when water is limited and waste is unmanaged. A no-grid plan typically considers human waste solutions, gray water practices, hand-washing routines, and cleaning methods that conserve water. Safety also covers fire prevention, tool use, and medical readiness, including supplies, basic skills, and a plan for contacting help when communication is limited. Security is usually framed as layered deterrence and awareness rather than a single tactic, good lighting alternatives, strong locks, controlled access, and community relationships. Many readers discover that building resilience means building habits, such as regular inspections, inventory checks, and practicing procedures before they are needed. By treating safety and sanitation as core projects, not afterthoughts, you create an off-grid life that can last for months and years, not just a weekend test. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginners and intermediate preparedness-minded readers who want practical projects rather than theory, including renters building a backup plan, homeowners hardening their households for outages, and aspiring homesteaders moving toward a more independent lifestyle. It can benefit the reader's life by turning anxiety about disruptions into clear priorities and repeatable systems. When you know how to secure water, maintain warmth, cook safely, and manage waste, you gain calm, competence, and flexibility. That confidence also translates into everyday savings and better self-sufficiency, since many off-grid habits reduce waste and improve resource awareness. Compared with similar survival books that focus heavily on extreme scenarios or gear lists, a DIY project emphasis is worth buying because it encourages implementation. Readers are more likely to finish a small build, test it, and improve it than to chase the perfect setup they never assemble. The book's value is in helping you create layers of capability that match your circumstances, so you can start small, learn safely, and scale up over time. If you want actionable steps toward living with fewer dependencies, it offers a structured path. If you would like to support Phoenix Publishing, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.